Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
A new film which sees comedian Maeve Higgins in her first ever starring role combines the supernatural and the ordinariness of everyday life in small town Ireland to hilarious effect and extraordinary effect. In fact, the film is titled Extraordinary. The film follows Rose Dooley, a woman who has the ability to commune with ghosts. But after one of her attempts to guide a spirit to rest goes horribly wrong, Rose decides to give up her talent and she becomes a driving instructor instead. That all changes when she gets a call from a man named Martin Martin. Martin needs Rose's help desperately because his daughter has been placed under the spell of someone with evil intentions. That someone, a washed-up, devil-worshipping, one-hit wonder named Christian Winter, played by the hilarious Will Forte. Let's take a listen to the bit of a trailer.
Why don't we see ghosts every day?
Ugh, leave me alone.
Most hauntings are so small, they go unnoticed.
Hi, this is Rose's driving school.
Maybe you could have a chat with my daughter, just to find out what's up with her.
My name is Martin.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph! Martin, she's floating! She's floating, Martin!
I know.
What is evil?
I'm doing an incantation.
Now!
Give me power tonight!
Extraordinary opens March 6th, and star Maeve Higgins joins us now. Hi, Maeve. Welcome to All of It.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me.
This movie is snort funny.
Thank you. It's a very silly comedy horror movie, and it's just opening this week, and I'm so, psyched to see what everybody thinks of it, because we made it like 2 years ago and it seemed like I was making up, you know, I was in a movie, but I really was, and it's coming out now.
How did you first become attached to this project?
Well, it's the first movie I've been in, and actually two of my friends in Ireland wrote it and directed it too, and they're a really good directing duo. Mike and Enda are their names, and they had this idea for a very shy, kind of a lonely driving instructor who can hear ghosts and communicate with ghosts. And they wanted it to be kind of a romantic comedy too. And they wrote it with me in mind. Not because I'm shy and lonely. And not because I'm a driving instructor. In fact, I can't even drive.
You can't drive?
No, I can't. And so they had, they had this budget that they had to stick to. And it's a supernatural comedy, so there was a lot of special effects, but they spent the most money making it look like I could drive.
That's hilarious. My guess is Maeve Higgins, her name of her new film is Extraordinary. And I do want to point out, you were supposed to be in studio, but you're under the weather. You're not feeling great, so we really appreciate you hopping on the phone.
No, I'm. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I don't feel great. I don't think it's anything serious, but I was like, I should probably stay home because that's what everybody's telling me to do.
So what were you excited about starring in a film? I mean, you're a performer and you podcast mm-hmm. and people know you from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and from your own mm-hmm. comedy. So you're a seasoned veteran performer. But what had you kind of excited / nervous about being in a film?
Well, I think it was fun to, go in and get like a fun costume and get my makeup and hair done every day. And also like performing at night, I do stand up and it just vanishes into thin air after you do it, which is good in some ways. But this, will be around, on Blu-ray, whatever, DVD, I don't have to keep doing it. It's just there already. And also working with other, working with other people. So Will Forte is in this movie, and he, I've been a fan of his for a really long time, and he really makes me laugh. So it was really good to do scenes with him. So I think it was the other people, and also, just, it's really easy job, Allison. Honestly, you just show up. Someone literally tells you what to say and where to stand. And then you get to see it at the end, and it worked out well. Now, I'm glad it turned out you know, it's a good movie. So it would be a different story if it didn't work out.
So when the movie takes place in Ireland, you're obviously Irish. What feels specifically Irish about this story, if anything?
So it's funny. Like we opened it actually technically at South by Southwest last year, and I watched it with an American audience, and they were like laughing a lot about there's this recurring thing where we wave if we see a magpie, the bird. Mm-hmm. If we see a magpie, we wave at it, and they thought that was a joke. And I was thinking, why are they laughing? Like, you're supposed to wave to magpies, or it's bad luck. And then I realized, oh no, maybe that's just an Irish thing. And I googled it. Because if I just asked another Irish person, they would have been like, no, you have to wave to magpies. So I googled it, and it's just an Irish thing. And it turns out you do not have to wave to magpies. They're not going to be insulted. There's no such thing as bad luck, but it's kind of hard to remember that.
As I mentioned, you have so much going on. You write for the New York Times, your podcast, mm-hmm. you're in Wait, and you have so many things going on. At this point, what's your criteria for selecting a project with what you decide to get involved with?
Well, it's kind of, I write for the New York Times, and I think I sometimes try and cover things that are serious, things that are sad. I write a lot about immigration and, you know, anybody living in New York, obviously, one in three of us are immigrants, and living in America, there's a lot to feel worried about. Then I think it's important to, you know, to, I guess, cover that and to express myself there. But then I also think it's really important to try and stay funny and be silly. And I think that's really valid. So I kind of try and do projects that are a bit of both, you know, because I don't think it's fair to say everything is dark and serious. And I don't think it's fair to say everything is light and funny. But I think it's only fair to kind of have both in my life and in my work, if you know what I mean.
I do indeed. My guest is Maeve Higgins. The name of her new film is Extraordinary. It's in theaters on March 6th. So let's talk about Rose a little bit in this film. What she has is called a talent. It's this gift for the supernatural. How was it explained to you what her talent is? And then how did you decide you would let us, the audience, know about this talent?
Yeah, so the director said, you know, she's this completely ordinary woman, and she's trying to forget that she has this talent. And her talent is, you know, communicating with ghosts, but she tries to resist it because there's a backstory that, like, her dad, she got the talent from her dad, and she accidentally killed him too. So she's always trying to push back, you know, what she's really good at. But then she meets a guy who's a wood shop teacher, and he's also really ordinary / boring, and she falls for him. So she kind of just wants to help him because his daughter gets kidnapped by Will Forte's character, Christian Winter. So we kind of like set it up early in the movie. There's things like, you know, these are not big, scary hauntings, Alison. Like, you know, if you've seen it, it's not like no. Poltergeist or something. It's just like, oh, that cheese is haunted. Or like a broken toaster comes back to life. They're very small things. And then it turns into kind of a dramatic thing because she has to save this kid's life.
Now, do you believe in the supernatural?
No, I mean, I don't think so. No, I don't think I do. But, like, people just think Irish, you know, here in America, people think Irish people are magic anyway. Like, whenever I open my mouth, people are like, oh, wow, you know, oh, my God, can you do a spell? And it's like, no, we're not magic. So I don't really think I believe in the supernatural. But, yeah, at the same time, you know, I am Irish.
So in the film you're with Will Forte, and he plays this like guy who's had a one-hit wonder song, and he wants to have another one, so he's making a pact with the devil. And he's so funny. Will Forte is so funny. I'm curious, as a fellow comic actor, what did you learn from him?
Yeah, so it's I find him hilarious, and I was a little bit worried that like maybe I'd laugh during the scene or something. And also he improvised some bits that I wasn't expecting. So it was kind of, I had to try and scare myself into remembering, okay, you're not here as an audience member, like you're in the scene with him, the camera can see your face too, so you just have to be like serious. But I think I learned from him, he's really funny and he's famous and blah blah, but he is so lovely, Alison. Like he on set, none of us liked the food. Like it was a, you know, low budget, and we were always complaining about the food, and then he would always be like, oh my god, this chicken, who had the chicken, isn't it great? And he knew all the drivers. He would be like, well, you know, the Padraig's daughter is about to go to college. Like, he just knew everyone's life. And he was just so kind and sweet. And so I thought, okay, well, if I ever get to be, like, a famous actor, I should probably be nice to people. That's what I learned.
I like that he's a role model for kindness. That's really nice to hear.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And he also doesn't care what he looks like, which I think is really important for comedy. Like, he, you know, if you watch Last Man on Earth, he always shaves his head and has terrible, you know, outfits, and he doesn't care. He would do anything for a laugh. And I think that's a really good lesson for women too, that like, mm-hmm. you know, try and forget, you know, what you look like and just concentrate on being funny, and that will pay off.
My guest is Maeve Higgins. The name of her new film is Extraordinary. It's in theaters on March 6th. I said it's truly funny. Like one of our producers was sitting outside my office. And she said, what is going on in there? Because I just kept laughing. But there's also this really sort of sweet undertone. There's a little bit of melancholy about Rose and about Martin, and they're kind of, there's that idea of guilt, that she feels really guilty about her father's death. So how do you think that guilt affects her and the way she thinks about herself and the way she walks through her life?
Yeah, I think the writers and directors, I think they wrote it pretty carefully to make sure that it wasn't just a cartoon. So they tried to give our characters you know, like what real people have, which is this big jumble of, you know, happiness and sadness and history and looking to the future. And so I think they did that. And I think that's what's made it quite grounded. And I think that's why people are enjoying it. And it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which are Rotten Tomatoes, which is really good. And we were trying to find out if we can keep that certification. So unless, I think there's like 3 more reviews, so unless somebody really trashes it, then we're going to lose that certification. But I actually think it's because the writing, which the two directors and writers did, they did a good job on making it seem real, even though it's really ridiculous.
Okay, go screenshot that after this interview, the 100%, just so you have it.
That's so true. And then like somehow scrub out the date. And then when I'm like 85 years old, I'd be like to my grandchildren, look at this. They'd be like, what are tomatoes? We don't even know what those are.
So this relationship between Rose and this gentleman, Martin. Now, is there a joke I'm not getting there? Or is it just funny that he's named Martin?
I think it's just, that's it. Like his name is Martin. The directors, they have a friend called Brian O'Brien, so it was just a homage to people who just have the same name twice.
One thing about Martin's wife, who is a ghost, is she is not the Casper the Friendly Ghost variety of ghost. Her name is Bonnie, and she's haunting the home, and Bonnie's a pistol. She is almost abusive to him in a way, but seems to love him at the same time. How would you describe their relationship as human to ghost? That is Martin. And then how does Rose change that chemistry?
Well, I think so some of the ghosts that like Rose has to try and get rid of, like they're here back on Earth because they have some unfinished business. And like I said, it's a movie about very small hauntings. So in one case, like one of the husbands, he's really mad at his wife because she doesn't do the recycling correctly. So he haunts the trash cans and gets really annoyed if she puts, like, you know, plastic into the glass trash can. So Martin, who's like my love interest, Martin in the movie, his wife is haunting him. She's I think she was probably very controlling in real life. Like, she tells him what to wear and like when he should stop eating donuts. And her unfinished business is, you know, pay the car tax, and she's worried that their dog has worms.
Which she tells him on a piece of toast, which I have to tell people. A toast.
Yeah, she writes that on a piece of toast because she's very weak. They're quite weak ghosts. But I think that like they wanted to make Bonnie, the ghost wife, kind of mean and horrible so that it didn't seem too bad that like my character was trying to steal her man. Gotcha. So I think because she was mean, it was like, oh, he should leave her, you know, and he should go with Rose, who's this kind of weird, but very, they're a good match, the two of them.
So is this you said it was your first film. Is this your first time doing being a romantic lead?
Yeah, it's my first. Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously in real life, I have no problems in that department. But in the movies, yeah, it is. And I love romantic comedies, and so do the two directors. So we were like delighted to get that in, as well as the horror element. So yeah, it was really fun for me. Like, we had to kiss each other, I hope that doesn't spoil it, but and that was so odd. But there's other parts. The worst parts were the girl who plays my sister in the movie, she had to slap me across the face, and then it was all of our first movies. So I was like, okay, how did you do this? Like, is there a stunt double? And they're like laughing at the idea that we had that budget. So she just hit me across the face, and then it didn't even make it into the movie. So those are the unexpected things that happened, where I was like, did she just want to hit me across the face? Was that even scripted? But it was overall, like, it's been really fun. And like I said, when it turns out well, you only remember the good part.
My guest is Maeve Higgins. The name of her new film is Extraordinary. It'll be in theaters on March 6th. In an opinion piece you wrote for The Times about the experience of shooting this film, you write, "Funniness to me is simultaneously an escape hatch and a way of facing reality. In dark times and in sad places, I can still usually find it, at least enough of it to keep me going." So what's a piece of comedy that has made you face reality lately or has kept you going?
Poet slash performer called Yosimar Reyes, and he's Mexican American, and he's undocumented. So of course the undocumented community are, you know, they've always been under pressure here, but probably more so now than ever. So he started a hashtag called UndocuJoy, and undocumented people are sending in like pictures and stories of like fun times they're having, and like, so going to quinceañeras and like going out dating and partying. And so I don't think it's comedy per se, but it's just joy. And that really lifts my spirits when I get really down about the way things are. And I think it's just important to remember that, levity and jokes and fun, like, you know, at dark times, that kind of comes up, and it's a little bit of medicine, I think, for what's happening.
So as you are, because you're a writer and people know you do political work and you write about immigration, as you're watching this political year unfold, what are things you're paying attention to?
I'm definitely paying attention to, like, you know, so there's a lot of us that can't vote, right? So I'm not a citizen, so I don't have a vote, and like lots of immigrants, that's the case. And also in lots of states, like, if you've been in prison, you don't get to vote. So I'm kind of hoping that people remember that, and that people use their vote not just for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I've been paying attention to that. And also just how, American citizens talk about immigration. That's always what I focus on. Those are the things, you know.
What about immigration would you like people to think a little bit differently about? I mean, I think we kind of know some of the stories and narratives that we read in the paper all the time. But is there anything that you haven't read about or you think that's really important people might want to think about during 2020?
Yeah, I think that probably like looking at a bigger picture, which is, you know, with climate change happening, there's going to be a lot more migrants, and that could be you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's already climate migrants within the U.S. Itself. So I think, you know, thinking big and thinking about others and about your, you know, just that it could be you. I think that's a helpful way to think about it. And it's not just the U.S., it's Europe too. You know, it's every country that has more, more to share. And so, I think just empathy in that way, and not empathy for empathy's sake, but actually, like, it's probably going to come for everybody. So what will you do then?
My guest has been Maeve Higgins. Her new film is Extraordinary. It's in theaters on March 6th. Maeve, please feel better.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great to talk to you. I'm going to go back to bed now.
Okay.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.